Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show with your girl, Chalk Mommy. Oh, wow. After last night, I have determined that I'm going to be nice today. Oh, man, last night was awesome. I really enjoyed that show. I have to go back and listen to it and see what in the hell folks be super honest and super exploratory and creative and instructional. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I wasn't thinking. I was just having fun. I really didn't care. You guys enjoyed it, though. I think it was my fans' fault because y'all didn't tell me no. And so I kept pushing the envelope and pushing the envelope and pushing the envelope. And I have to tell you, I did not play with the toy last night. I behaved myself. I'm waiting, and I'm behaving myself. I'm a really good girl, even though it's kind of hard sometimes. But today is old school Saturday, so I play the best in throwback hip-hop and R&B. And I'm also taking requests. I would like for it to be old school, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. But, you know, if not, then it's okay. I'll still play anyway. God, I gotta catch myself. I went to bed like it's 3:30 in the morning, and I woke up super early. And it's just, I don't know, I've been having some issues, and I just can't stand when I'm involved with trifling people or whatever. I have to get them out of my, I have to get them out of my fucking reach. So I have a request for one song, John B., What I Like About You. I don't think I ever heard about that one. Is that on his album? Let's see. Oh, man, I'm making, What I Like. Okay, I see it. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and get into music, and I'm going to start chilling and behaving myself and whatnot. And this is for my little bro, I don't give a fuck mentality. I'm going to, or AKA Bam Bam. I'm going to play What I Like About You.
Thank you. brand new. It's true. I'm in the planet of your life. That's a who. So who? To get chips on words, bone. I can rhyme to AM folks. Got quick for the back on the flat, not coming crack. See what the back bump flows back. What you saying, black? With all that yak, yak. All the back. Yes, you beat for back. I'm laying deep. Every single portion in you and feeling, sit you swaying.
Way I'm looking into your trouble, and let's go like this, son. living in the world so different from myself. And every day I hate from taking a day, selling the bait, getting blown the staircase. Ain't no why, no why, no stress. I get the time when I'm not stressed. I'm in silver, and I have to do work. Ready to give to us the old earth. All of the block stays high. Keep it up to me while I be
they straight in the curve. Won't make a better thing than some horny tricks. I see my homie, look at all in his mix. I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking my shit. I can't believe they took it for the 12. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the book and said, damn, what's the name? Now my homie, you know, and they all around. Ain't none of them seeing me, they must be found so fine. They wanna fuck real quick before they start the clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busted down. I think I'm going down. I can't believe this happened all the time. I think I was fly. Let me contemplate. I look and I see my homie name. 16 is the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is the brother. Make some eyes burn cold. Now they dropping and yelling. It's a tad bit sick. Nate Dogg is orange. He had to regulate.
My man says that I knew from the project that he had beat. Ask me if I had my and have fun with Jamaican world conversation. Blunt in rotation, my man Big Chop got the clock in his waist and we're smoking, drinking, got the hooker thinking. If money smell bad, then this nigga big and thinking. This is my charm, I got the hooker getting out my palm. She grabbed my arm and said, let's be calm. I'm hitting skins again, broke up another punch, bought a Heineken. Niggas got the low down, a kid got choked out, blows with stone, and a fucking fight broke out.
Thank you. You got faith, let's head to the east. It's a new line up so we can roll big high. I wish I could say that, but the what? You still rolling the two door, cause the same old bus. Foggy window, foggy window. I've been up in the smoke with my kids smoking. Yeah, right, you're laying down. Nothing's a awake at the town. We don't play around, we down the place of the town. Then ease up, feed up, let me get so easy. So, yeah, so, yeah, took the lemon squeeze. And everybody's broke up, I'm broke up. Now, I'm twisted up on the front, I don't want you to be doja. Oh, yeah, it's up, all we get so drunk, it can be. Cause we're ice, we need like a spoonful.
They run. They don't want to miss whole junior mafia. I'm pissed at the people.
like that. Here we go.
The Unix 5.
Oh my goodness. These fucking advertisements be killing me. They be killing me. They be killing me. They be getting on my fucking nerves. It's almost over, guys. It's almost over. Now give back to the music.
Okay. Bitch, out to the whole hill. All my D-boys. All my original crusaders. Get the hardwood down. Come on.
MCI, people who are built. When I'm rising up for me, I feel no guilt. Gizmo, fatty, up for me. Fuckers, that's down with me. For one of us, that's how I feel. To be down, you bust a meal. Do the do, we're rated R. We're gifted, and we're going far. Down the road, to the bank. While I'm here, I'd like to thank Mom and Dad, they knew the time. Gizmo's fashion, Milky's rhyming, Milk is chilling, Giz chilling. What more can I say? Top villain, that's what it is. Got it good, bitch, you understood. Would you stop aiming and look hard? I guess we're at the bodyguard, so step up if you wanna get hurt. Milky's gonna put his skirt. I get money. Money, I tell them, call me honey if they feel so hot. That's how it is. You can ask kids. I'll show your girl while you in. Look, it's all your fault. Milk is chilling. Kids is chilling. What more can I say? Top villain. That's what we get. You got it good. And since you understood, would you clap your hands? Hands your clap. If your girl's out of place, get your girl a slap. And if you're dumb, that's why I am from there. Do or die. The audio, do the audio. I got brother and Gizmo. Milk is chillin', Gizmo's chillin'. What more can I say? Stop feeling, that's what we get. You got it good. And since you understood, would you wanna rhyme if you dare? I get the paper, so I don't care. My contribution to this jam. Confusing because I am Milky, get up the way. The super United States, okay. Yeah, I'm down, down by more. I get the gullies out on the floor. T is D, down is D. Super at the top is where you'll be. At is us, call us forth. Don't come in, you won't be bored. Milky is killing, is more killing. What more can I say? Top killing, that's what we get. You got it good, and since you understood, would you gonna dance, dance for two? If you think it's easy to do, this dance is on and on and on, dance to your breath.
Okay. Man, we are getting it in today. Like, we are playing the bad and old school hip hop and R&B. Normally, what I like to do, like, the first hour or so, I play all the hip hop. Then the second hour, when I sit down and play R&B and whatnot. So, right now, this one is dedicated to V-Wolf. Hold on, that one is too low. Let me get something else.
I came up with a plane, all cool for the brain. What's going down my ass with brush? Find out my mental space, what's the best record? Hey, so I can write my mental methods. Hot to change, but they can see cap. I can fold the crane, check it. Stop this shit, get people see your fists. And what's that bitch, accept it. In the cool color, coach it, cross over. Think I know the link, snap crisscross. Who the fuck is it, tour? The side, stand on the dark side before. The force is selected. Man from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Down, baby. We get down, baby. I'm on the ground, baby. Yep, the heart. exchange a
like that. Y'all
right,
are
right.
straight, unadulterated, explicit, sexual bliss, and then boom. Now, it's not your boyfriend, and it's somebody that you're just fucking, it might be a little easy. I think what makes threesome, like, pretty exciting for me, as if the dude has a really cute dick, and I know I have trouble with it, I want to see him punish somebody else.
Well, I mean, me personally, I wouldn't have sex with anybody who didn't have a big dick. So, I mean, that's an automatic. If you don't have a big dick, I'm just going to look at you and be like, so what are you here for again?
And how big is big to you?
Huh?
Hold on. You know what? Let me rephrase that. What's the biggest you've had?
The biggest I've had, I would have to say, maybe around 10 and a half, 11.
Oh, how tall are you?
How tall am I?
Uh-huh.
5'7".
How much do you
weigh? How tall was he?
So how much do you weigh?
156.
Oh, they be thick. And in that room, they want to know, where are you from?
I'm from California, but I'm currently living in Texas.
Oh, okay. So 10 and a half, 11, and you took the whole thing?
I mean, I didn't have a choice.
Great. Got some Batman. Damn, I kind of hate that I left my 10-inch toy at home because I would just sit there and look at it and be like, you're my hero.
Yeah, I mean, but when you're, I guess, like, when you're really horny, you don't really notice, like, how big it is as far as, like, damn, that shit's going to hurt because it was pretty thick, too. It was meaty, so.
Oh, my God. You know, like, hey, but yeah, when you are horny and you really don't think about it when you're actually getting it, and for me, it's after you come, that's when pain comes in, because to me, it's like our orgasm is our coding, it's our soul, it's our protection. But if when he does that shit, man, he is a pussy, and it's just, oh my God, it hurts, especially after you nut, you roll your ass over, you push your head down, and you're like face down, ass up, and he's just pounding. Man,
yes,
every 10 and a half, 10 and 3/4 to 11 inches of him getting an extra inch out, and then the next day, my pussy would be sore, and I probably want to talk to him more. But then he'll see again, and I know that he has. You know, it's like young men when their dick is really big. They can get you cum less than 10 minutes. So, you know how sometimes you be like so horny when in the bed and you be like, I just want to cum. You want to play with yourself? You just want to dick.
Yeah.
He would be the guy that I would call because I know in 10 minutes after he stick his dick in me, I'm nutting. He going to fuck out. You can't do that. You can wash your dick off and bye-bye throwing up the deuces. They want to know. Do you like it rough?
Yes, I do. I like it very rough. That's just, if it's not rough, I mean, I really don't. I mean, for the most part, like, don't get me wrong, I've tried love making and everything like that, but it always ends up, like, very rough, you know. So, if I don't have, like, hand marks on my ass the next day, then it wasn't rough enough.
Oh, wow. See, I got a problem with the slapping of the ass because sometimes that shit hurt. But now I'm into this thing about my dude is fucking me. I want him to choke me.
It hurts, but it hurts so good.
Man, just someone's telling me about it, and I was just like, you know what? I want to try this. And he was, like, choking me. I was like, oh, shit. Like, damn. And now, I don't even have to ask him no more. His hands automatically covered.
See, my thing is, like, the dude I'm with, he's not an aggressive type person. You know what I'm saying? So to see him get aggressive in bed, that really turns me on. He's like one of those humble at life guys. So it really turns me on when, you know, I see a side of him that I really don't see much. So that's always my plug.
They want to know, where is the freakiest place you've ever fucked?
That I've ever had sex?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. to say. I'm trying to think. It would be school or the movie theater.
You fucking school?
Yes.
It's not any of the teachers or anything.
No. No, it was with my boyfriend at the time.
So, like, how did that, so when y'all did it at school, did you, like, drop your pants to your ankles? Did you get, like, butt naked and he dropped his pants down?
We were at school in theater class, and we had a substitute teacher. Everybody was backstage. We were on stage in the curtain. So, you know how theater curtains are. Like, those bitches are heavy. Like, you could get lost in those things. So, yeah, that's what happened.
Wow. Because I have this friend, and he sent me a video, and I swear, he was like 15 inches. And what's crazy is when he sent the video, he was acting, he was using two hands. I want no part of that. But the flip side about that is it made my mouth water. Because I was like, is that really real? And he's just jacking, he got two hands. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, you know, oh my. Chunchi, no.
You know that moment where you see somebody that looks so good and you just feel your pants getting wet and you be like, all right, bathroom break, bathroom break.
Yeah, but then reality sets in and it's like, damn. If I give him some pussy and he pulls out, she is still going to be on dick and I'm just going to be pussyless because he's going to take my shit with him.
He going to take your whole insides with him, huh?
Yeah, he going to give me a hysterectomy free. So I'm
I hear that.
Like, no. I can't fuck that. Everybody wants to know your Twitter. If you text me your Twitter, I can put it in the chat room.
Okay, I'm going to text it.
Now, I have a question. Have you ever been with a female before?
Have I ever been with what?
A female before.
Say it again, I can't hear you.
Have you ever been with a female before?
A female?
A female?
No.
Have you ever thought about it?
I've thought about it just because, you know, like, people bring it to my attention and everything, but, I mean, I actually have, like, a lot of females who have, like, passed themselves at me from, like, just kissing me to, like doing things to me, but I don't really find myself too attracted to females. I'm sure if a female probably, you know, ate me out or something, I mean, it's still feeling, so, I mean, I probably enjoy the feeling, but as far as me being attracted to another female, I just really don't know.
I was like that, and I had friends, and it took me a long time to realize that he was bi, and she used to tell me that she was going out, and she'd be, like, cheating on her boyfriend. I actually thought she was seeing a dude, and she'd be telling me about females that she was fucking with, because she was like a female pimp or whatever. And she wasn't upset or anything like that. And I would just be like, what in the fuck? And, like, and she was like, I like you, bitch, bye, One day.
We're like, oh, okay, like, that's cool. Yep.
I ran from her. One day she was sipping, and I swear, yo, I was just like, oh, my God. It was crazy. Then my dude called, and all he could do was just listen on the phone. He was
really. I mean, I don't know. I don't knock anything until I've tried it. I mean, I definitely probably want to try everything before I die. If I don't like it, then I never have to do it again, but I'm going to live my life.
Oh, see, I fool you on that. Somebody wants to know, what does your pussy taste like?
What does my pussy taste like? That is a good question. I've never tasted anything like it. So, I mean, I can't really, I mean, all I know is that anybody who's ever tasted it, I mean, they're still not over it.
Oh, damn. Oh, wow. So, do you agree that if you drink enough peach Ciroc, your pussy tastes like peaches?
I mean, I have my own taste. I definitely do, you know, eat a lot of fruits and everything. And so, I mean, it's very sweet, but with my body chemistry, that makes it, you know, cavity worthy. So make sure you have your dentist on speed dial.
Oh, shit. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Oh, shit. You know what? Let me see if I can find an appropriate song for that one, because you got me fucked up in the game a little bit. Oh, wow. Somebody else want to talk. Okay. 404-509. You're riding the Chocolate Wave with your mommy and Caprice. What's up?
Hey, what's happening? This is Officer Bag. I'm listening to your show.
You say Officer what?
Officer Bag. I'm on Twitter and MySpace.
Oh, you're not a police for real, are you?
Cadet, but I have a fun side for me DJing.
Oh, okay. I was about to be like, fuck the police, but you good.
No, literally. Fuck the police.
Well, it's being black and from Philly and going into it, there's definitely a dark side to that field, and I have one foot in the temple of hip-hop, one foot in that, so... I'm not there yet, but I've been to an academy.
Okay.
Oh.
But just enjoying listening to not only the music you've been playing, but some of the combo. This is my first time listening.
Oh, so I have a question for you.
It's been nice.
Oh, no, I have a question for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Who do you think eats pussy better, a man or a woman?
Well, I'm going to go with the guys.
Excuse you?
I disagree.
Thank you. Why do you feel a man can eat pussy better than a woman, officer?
Well, being experienced myself with significant others, it's not so much a comparison, but I guess with men, the strength of the tongue and the pleasure that comes from it. You know, comes from men because a man is looking for, I know for me, a certain response from a woman. You know, when it comes to pleasure. And that's just, I guess that's just my opinion. I'm not going to say it's a fact.
I mean, okay, me personally, I feel that a woman can eat pussy better than a man. But I'm not going to sit and say a man can speak better than me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And one thing I refuse to say is that men can something better than women, because that's just some outrageous, outlandish shit. You know what I'm saying? He falls beside a faggot and he was pull out blood just stem. I'm like, no. And then I guess it's kind of, I don't know. I just like, a woman knows what a woman wants. And I can't see a man knowing what a man wants. I just refuse to be that open-minded. But female side, female, yes. Man on man, fuck no. Ain't no I feel like if a dude is gay and a man is fucking him and he's the center or the bottom, why don't you just fuck a female? You have way more holes to run through.
Yeah, I'm pretty much with you on the women know, because even when a man is dealing with a woman, she'll let him know, hey, you know, that worked. That did, but maybe with another woman, I don't know too much about the same world. But maybe there doesn't need to be as much convo.
I mean, plus you had a 401 number, so you in the land of woo, UNTL, right?
Yeah, by way of Philly.
I mean, by the way of Whitman, by the way of Philly, by the way of New York, motherfucker, you in the A.
Yeah, it's here, but you know, I try to stay with the ladies.
And that's really a good choice. Now, have you ever had threesomes?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Have you ever had a threesome?
No, but I need to be careful here because I am loyal to. I'm gonna try to be loyal to a one woman, you know, one woman man. But I had a situation where I was not in a committed relationship with one woman, and there was another one I was talking to. So I guess you could say technically, yeah. And I've had some foreplay with two women at the same time. But not. Huh?
I said, oh, wow.
Yeah, and in my opinion, I was talking to a friend of mine. It just in the real world, there can't be too many emotions attached with anybody, in my opinion. You know,
I mean,
unless you got swingers.
I guess. Now, my next question to you is, how big is your dick?
Say again?
How big is your dick?
I'm very satisfied, so I guess maybe like, I don't know, 7-8 inches or something.
Okay. That's not bad. That's not bad. It's workable. Very workable.
I wasn't expecting that question.
I bet you wasn't. Now, you have any questions? Because I got some more.
Do I have any questions?
Do you have any questions for a bad guy?
I'm on Twitter. I DJ on the site a little bit, just posting some sound. So that's a love of mine.
You got some hip hop and R&B old mixes for me?
Well, if you go on Twitter and you click on or you type in Officer Bad Guy, or even on Google, my Twitter page, most of my tweets are just songs from YouTube. But in my opinion, there's a lot of good music out in the last 3 years, specifically in hip-hop and R&B. Like, I like Marsha Ann Brochus and Jill Scott, Chief of My Home City. I'll give you props on the meth. I'm a Wu-Tanger. So Raekwon's new material from the last couple of years is nice. And the West Coast got some good stuff too. So there's some hip hop and R&B that might not be being played on the radio. And I think your show's good for the golden age.
Got you. Now here's my next question: have you ever had your ass licked?
No. I have had a lady that was really, really freaky. Want to look at it and stuff, but not really. I've been asked to do that by some women.
Also, they asked to lick their ass.
Yeah.
And you said what?
Well, that definitely a yes.
Yes, I like that. Too bad you can't cam so I can see your tongue. I need to see how long it is.
I've got to keep a secret identity because I got 1 foot really in law enforcement. So.
You know how many cops are on my site? Cops more than anything. I mean, you know, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, they're wild. They're wild. I don't want to say the name of any agency, but there's some that will shoot. Be right in, up there in the adult movie store and then go to work the next day in the uniform.
Damn.
I'm serious. Well, I'll just say there's a tape that's in the cab, and I've seen it. I know Pinky has something with her in it, but that, I'll just say, you know, maybe that's too much.
Okay. And pops are fuck Pinky. They're desperate. Damn.
It's funny. You would think those two worlds don't have much to do with each other, but I've seen America and Gwinnett. Yeah, it's something else. So, but coming from Philadelphia, I mean, we're freaks up there anyway. We call it Philadelphia Triple X.
You don't sound like you're super freaky.
It's always
well,
a quiet
like
one.
The other sister's a humble guy, but you know, maybe a different side when it's time for business.
Oh wow! You know what? I'm gonna know how freaky you are by how you pronounce this word for me. Can you say burr?
Say that one more time.
Can you say burr?
Bus?
No, burr.
Spell it for me. My phone's crazy.
B-U-R-R, like Gucci Mane. Burr!
Fur, you said?
No, burr.
Burr, like it's cold in here.
Oh, burr, like that. like it being 3 degrees in the Pocono Mountains or something.
Oh, do that two more times. That kind of turns me on.
Really?
Yes.
Burr. For my first time calling, this is quite an experience. I think it's good. I think it's healthy for a show like this to be on, and for people to be reasonably free.
Yes, on this show, you can learn a lot. You can learn how to take 10 and a half to 11 inches, like it rough and be fucked, and you know. Smack your ass till handprints are on there, be choked out, learn how to suck dick with balls. I mean, anything is possible on the show.
That's true. I was listening to YouTube talk.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think if a man knows how to dance that he can fuck?
No, not at all.
Do you know how to dance?
Say that one more time.
Do you know how to dance?
I believe I do.
You believe you do?
Yeah, I believe I do. I think I'm kind of old school, but I don't think the two have much to do with one another.
Rhythm,
reggae type stuff and slow jam type stuff.
Okay.
But I do believe in, to a degree that they're unrelated, because you could have somebody who could dance excellent, but they get in the game with a woman, she might be like, "You don't know what you're doing, young." You know, and then you could have somebody that's like a Pee Wee Herman kind of laughing
when they get on
the dance floor.
And,
you know, after they sleep with a
sister,
she's like, oh.
But, you know, people do that anyway. He lied. If you come in the bedroom with a fucked up, conceited attitude, he'll tell you your dick is raggedy and wet and good just to break your spirit because you thought you was the shit.
Yeah, you're right about that. I had a friend of mine, a sister from Rochester, New York, talking about how dudes need to be quiet, and I said, wow, that's tough.
I mean, they do, because they'll come in there, oh, I'm going to break your back, oh, my dick is so big, I'll make you, I've got some, my baby dick will be crying over this dick, really? Really, Nick, for real? Okay. Like, why you not moving? Why you not moaning? Because your shit ain't good. Get the fuck up. Hell out of here. Or I'll fuck the phone and call my mom. Like, girl, this dude over here, he bugging me and this shit's over. And they be like, where he at? In me? Right where he at?
Be on Twitter?
Yeah.
Like, let me pitch this real quick. Caprice, people want to know loud? Do you get loud during sex?
Do I what?
Get loud or a screamer?
Yes, I am. I mean, if you put in work, I'm gonna let you know just how you are. I am very vocal. So I will ask you questions. I will moan. I will scream. I mean, Trey Songz said it best. The neighbors will know your name. Or mine, for that matter.
Oh, damn. So what kind of head game? How are your head skills? Like, do you like sucking? Do you swallow? Do you lick the nuts? Do you go up on the line that taint? Do you touch the ass? I mean, is everything fair game when you're down there?
First, I have a question. What's a gag reflex?
When you're about to throw the fuck up the dick to your tongues and just being down.
Yeah,
never heard of it.
It doesn't exist in my world.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Yes.
Oh, my. I don't even have a dick and I felt in trouble. Wow.
Head is on point. It's an A plus.
Okay, see, now what a man needs to do is go to my site and he needs to buy a shirt that says her head game is a felony and he needs to wear it out and show the world that, like, man, baby is the shit. See what I'm saying? Then I have to be like, her head game is a felony. He's like, what do you mean? Like, is it enough? I'm saying.
There's no explanation.
Oh, God. You are more than I bargained for. Great. Got some Batman. It's been hot in here. Yes, hold on. I just found the song that I need to play. Great.
Wow, it's getting hot up in there. I was going to say goodbye, ladies.
All right, well, bye. You have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Like the great ass police shit, a flirtation, trying to show face. I'm looking for.
dedicate this to my new friend, Caprice. This is a classic. Ooh, hold on. Let me find it. Here we go.
What?
Central, 469-579, also on the line, and they want to talk. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
And who might you be?
my name is Moya Prokia, and I'm actually the guy that at the Black Valley had sex with last night.
He's not lying, y'all. Oh, my God.
Okay, we got some questions for you right now. Yes. So, you fucked her last night, right?
Unfortunately, I did.
She worked, but she liked to be fucked. So, how did you give it to her?
I mean, any way she wanted it, you know. I mean, point blank. Any way she wanted it, I gave it to her.
Ooh. When she comes, what do you sound like? Can you, like, give us a replay?
Oh, you said what do I sound like or what does she sound like?
What
does
she sound like?
I mean, I can't do it, but she can do it.
Now you can do it. All you gotta do is think about it. I mean,
I wouldn't say, you know, like what she does, but I just get a picture. It's just like, you know, I guess as I'm eating it, she's about to come. She's basically shaking the whole bed, having by like body seizures, and yeah, my mouth is just filled with cum.
Oh, damn.
I'm a partner, by the way.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh. So, when she squirts, do you drink it or you get the fuck out of it?
I get out the way because that's a lot of squirt, actually. I don't gonna think about my mouth, nah. It's like a waterfall when she squirts, so I'm just like, stand back.
When you nut, don't you like for her to swallow it?
Occasionally. Sometimes, you know, I want to, like, put her on her face, put her on her butt, inside of her. Or, yeah, it's just any given day, basically.
Okay, so why can't you drink some of the squirt? She swallowed some of your cum.
I can answer
that question.
Okay.
I am what you call... Like a woman that gets like very, very wet. Like when I get wet, like it automatically just starts dripping down my leg. So I mean, he is taking in a lot already, and honestly, I mean, if he was trying to do that, he would be taking in like a whole fucking gallon of water just to paint a picture. And I wouldn't ask anybody to do that.
No. Damn. I need to kind of see you back, because, wow! Oh, my. Y'all got people in the chat room saying, damn. I said double damn. Somebody else said triple damn.
damn.
Okay, so, right now, when you first got together, did y'all fuck on the first night?
Oh, no, that's not me. I don't get that like that.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you, I've attempted to have one-night stands, but it always turned into two-year, three-year relationships.
Also, initially you met him, you just wanted to fucking keep it moving, but he was such a keeper.
No, not with him. With him, we actually started off as really good friends, and then it just progressed from there.
Okay, so how did you get up to the point to find out he had a big dick or not? Because, you know, you guys were friends, and you only fuck big dick. So how did you even get to that point?
I asked, how big is your dick? Send me a picture, because you have to be 8 inches and up to ride the drive.
Oh, damn. And he sent it.
That's indeed he did.
And so how long into your situation did y'all start fucking?
I think a month.
Wow.
Am I right?
About a month.
So did he, like, suck your teeth, eat your pussy during that month? Or is just, like, y'all just held hands and talked on the phone?
We mostly talked on the phone. See, I was in a situation at the time, so we was kind of creeping a little bit, and then eventually,
that month, it was like a seducing month. You know, she seduced me, I seduced her, bite, you know.
So it was time. It was time, and once we did, it was, yeah.
Oh,
history from there.
Moya Pro Kid. Well, my real name is Moe's, though.
Okay, I'm called Pro Kid because I like them sneakers. During that month seducing, how many times did you jack your dick?
Repeat that.
During the time of the seducing in that month, how many times did you jack your dick?
To be honest, I would say two.
Caprice, how many times did you play in your pussy?
I think we did it over the phone, so maybe two. I mean, as many times as he stroked his, I may got a couple of tips in mind.
Oh, wow. Have you guys ever thought about calling into a radio show when you guys are fucking so people can hear?
I have never thought about that.
Nah, to be honest, the closest thing we ever got to that, one time we was having sex, and my phone actually called my homeboy, and yeah, you do the math.
Oh,
yeah.
Did he hang up or he just listened?
Well, I don't know if he hung up, but he probably heard enough to actually ask me questions like, you know, how was it? What the hell was you thinking?
Yeah,
really
I think
fooled? Bones,
my titty
really?
Might have rolled over and hung up the phone or something. I don't know what happened. I just remember him looking at me like, yeah, about that.
Oh, my God. I don't know how to react. I think I would blush, and then I probably couldn't look at him for about 2-3 days, and then I would just play it off and laugh. Like, man, we planned that shit all along. We just wanted to see if you was a nasty pervert.
It was what it was. I mean, he knew what we did and how we did it, so.
Yeah, we're all adults here.
Yes.
So would y'all ever, like, where is the freakiest place? Okay, you said in school. So is there another freaky place you would like to do?
Yes, actually. I would love to go up to the mountains while it's, like, storming and having sex on the hood of a car.
Wallace, okay,
I know that's very awkward, but I don't know. It's just something about that. I'm not giving up on it. It's going to happen.
Oh, wow. Coming in the storm. Thunder and lightning or just a rainstorm?
Yeah, thunder and lightning, tornado warning. I like danger.
Okay, so have you guys tried anal sex yet?
I'll let you answer that, Moe.
Well, that's kind of crazy you bring it up because, like, last night, that was the first time we tried it.
Yes.
Oh, and she sound, well, I mean, I don't know how she's supposed to sound, but she sounds pretty good. So did she take the whole 11 or just gave her half?
I mean, like you said, I'm about 19 inches, so, and that was her first time. She was tipsy, so it was like half of it that went in.
Yeah, it was crazy. I had tried it before, like in the past, and I just did not like it at all. But last night, I was going off that Moscato, and I was just feeling the vibe and everything. And then, like, out of nowhere, he was just like, do you want it in your ass? And I was like, feeling myself, like, yeah.
So,
I was like, and I ain't even gonna lie, I was like, is it in? And he was like, yeah. I was like, all right, well, Fuck me.
Mission accomplished.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? Y'all got me wanting to call my dude and when he come back, that we need to, because, I'm just saying, like, oh my God. Hold on. Oh my God, I hope he answered the phone. Oh my goodness. Y'all added once on me.
Good influence. It's great influence, actually.
Yes, great if he's here, but he ain't. So I'm going to have to like, enjoy. Oh, man. Don't call back. Woo. You're so hot over here. Oh, damn. My titties and shit are all sensitive and damn. I wish my titties were big enough so I could suck them myself and then I could really get off. But hey, I
guess. Interesting.
So, like, y'all did, like, with the anal, what position did y'all start in? Did you just put her on her back or was she on her side or on her stomach?
Doggy style.
Oh, girl, you a trooper because, like, normally for me, I have to be missionary and let them slide in or on my side and then, like, you know, start stroking it that way. And once I start getting turned on and my ass opens up, then I let them stick more in there. And then you just feel, you know, do whatever. But
see, how it went last night was, okay, we were doggy style and everything like that. So, you know, when the nigga's hitting from the back, you know, he gonna spread your cheeks. So, I mean, it was easy access. I mean, it's just, what, a couple seconds away. So.
A couple of steps around the corner.
It was right up the street, so.
Oh, man. Did you come?
Not like that. After a while, you know, I started thinking about it, and I was like, oh, my God. So I started getting kind of scared.
And then you started feeling that hat, you know, the forehead.
Yeah, that stinging feeling, it was a sting. And, like his dick is really thick. So when we're just having normal sex, he rips my tissue. So, like, I would just imagine, like, okay, you know, my pussy's a little experienced. So if he does that to my pussy, imagine what he's going to do to my asshole. So I started getting scared, and, like, as I started clenching up, I was just like, all right, no.
Oh, man. Like, anytime you do it, it's like, you got to relax, right, and do, like, half an inch at a time and get, like, do it on your side. You do it on your side. No, but see, this is the thing. Like, when you're doing it on your side, it's like a certain kind of feel. Because for me, I was panicky and everything like the first time. But it's like something about from the side when you can look back and you can see the dick going in and out because then you start getting excited. But at the same time, you still got to take deep breaths and relax. And it's like once you find that nice stroke, when I tell you that feels so good, your pussy opens up, your ass is a little loose, and then you will have the best orgasm from getting fucked in your ass than you did in the pussy. And then you'll want to be fucked like that a lot. I haven't been fucked in the ass since 2009, and when this Smith comes back, I'm going to have to get him tapping uncharted territory. I need that. After listening to you and Fred, oh, hell yes. I don't even want somebody to have the privilege of my ass. I want it to be for my man. Yes.
That is
And then don't let him nut in the butt because that's an instant lack of that's like something I do.
You love it?
Be like, just like pull up. But damn, Chingy wants to come on my show. And I don't really think Chingy is ready for my show. Because if Chingy comes on my show, we're going to talk about some two transvestites that he fucked. I mean, I didn't hear about that.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
He fucked two fans, trans, some fucking
trannies.
Yeah. Ooh. And my thing is, you come on my show, we are going to, I'm going to have to ask you about it. And then I might be a dirty bitch, Mr. Jacob, and have one of them hoes call in. So when he said he didn't fuck her, and she can be like, oh, hell yeah.
Be like, bitch, you sucked my dick. You sucked my pussy dick.
Yeah. from one of the interviews, he's a receiver. He's not a giver.
Oh, interesting.
And
he was like, you good with the nine, so I don't
know. I bet he'd be like, oh, right there. Right there.
I'll go to the Holiday Inn.
Right, yeah. More like the Motel Inn.
Oh, my God. I'm fucking with y'all no more. Y'all need to get the hell off my station because y'all have caused a total uproar in the chat room. I guess club started calling some chicks to see who's available to fuck, who's squirting, and who ain't got no angry legs. Mr. Collins, when she sucks your dick, how does that feel?
It's very interesting. It's very pleasant. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just speechless. My body is, like, going crazy sometimes. And when I'm ready for that, that's, like, a whole different thing because I remember the other day she was sucking me up, and I came, and I had a reflex, and I kind of almost kicked the toilet off the thing.
We were in the bathroom, and I was sucking him, and I was finishing him off, and oh, my God, like, his body just completely, like, spazzed out, and, like, he kicked the toilet so hard, like, it was just so weird. Like, have you ever seen, like, a horse back kick the fuck out of somebody? That's what it was like.
I would say her head game is a felony. You have to go on my site and get her. You gotta get her T-shirt, and you have to get one. And her T-shirt is gonna say her head game is a felony, and your T-shirt would say her head game is a felony. And then y'all both can go back to home and then do it all over again, but I'm going to need you not to eat no more toilets. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, it's an accident. Plus, like, a lot of bathrooms is kind of small for me because I'm 6'6 and a half, so it's like, yeah.
Oh, you don't lurch?
Yes. So, like, when I get on them to ride, I got to climb. I got to do some climbing to get on that thing.
It could be worse. You could be a midget and give him that walk-up head action. Oh my God, I have to give a special shout out to Caprice and Frogus for coming on Chocolate City and divulging what they did last night, what they did in the past, what they do in the present, and what the hell I'm going to get them to do in the future. Now, if y'all ever start talking on any time on Tuesday and Friday nights between 8 and 10, call in. Or two from 2 to 4, ooh, by all means, I damn, you know what, swear, I'm going to have to, you know what, next week, I have a visitor. Next, I think I'm going to talk to my boo and giving me some on the show.
Yeah.
Or you know what, no, I'm not going to let him fuck me. I'm just going to suck his dick and make him come, and he's done when I do that. He can't do nothing. I'm dirty with the head game, so it is limp. His toes got a permanent cramp, and he can't do nothing with his legs. But the flip side of that is after I do that to him, like, he'll, like, work a few days because he works 12-hour shifts. The next time he sees me, he beats it up, fucks the shit out of me, and, you know, I'll be, like, still, like, after he nuts and pull out, I'm just like, I'll lay there.
I'll scribble it up.
So, you know, I'll take that, but, yeah, I think I will go ahead and try to get some head in on the show. I could do that next week. I got to see what, see, works Monday, Tuesday, then, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So I might have to try for Tuesday night. If not, then the following week will work better. Yeah, I'll set him up nicely.
I'm in there like somewhere.
This is going to be interesting. Guys, I'll just have to stay tuned on Twitter for the date that I'm going to put, because I got to find it out, because he's a smart ass, and he can't pull too much over his eyes, so he's going to know something, but he gives me what I want, so it should be kind of interesting. So, I really appreciate you guys calling in. Caprice, I'm going to text you, because I really think that you would be extremely good and funny co-host for this shit when you have time. Oh, my God. When you hit me up on Twitter, because I didn't know your partner was going to call in, and whoo, damn it, man, all I can say. You guys have been riding the chocolate wave with your mommy, Caprice, and Pro Kid, her man. Stay tuned for some freaky moments coming up in March. More madness, yes. That's the first time. March madness. Chocolate City Radio next month is going to be fucking crazy. I love you guys. Y'all have a good day. Her kid, I know you're going to get some in a little bit. Tear that ass up for me.
Yes, and I actually want to give him a personal shout-out. Follow him on Twitter at MoyoProKid, MoyoProKid.
Okay, spell that again.
MoyoProKid.
Oh, shit. Okay. I am getting ready to follow him.
And follow me, too. Mine is too long to spell, but.
Am I following you on both of the accounts or just one?
Huh?
Am I following you on both of my Twitter accounts or just one?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I should be following you from both of them, but if not, I'm going to follow you from the Chocolate City one. And then I put you guys' Twitter in the chat room, too, so everybody can follow.
All right.
And just give
follow me, I follow back.
I'm going to give y'all a shout-out on Twitter, too. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you guys for calling in. I'm great to get on Twitter and play with y'all. So this is Chuck Mommy. I love you, and you guys have a good afternoon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.